And of course, the biggest example of commitment is Yahshua himself. And we could go through passage after passage about Yahshua's complete and utter commitment to Yahweh and to his brethren by means of his sacrifice. But perhaps one of the best scriptures we can use to close the sermon is one that captures the essence of what commitment is. It is embodied in the sacrifice of Yahshua, the Messiah, on our behalf, and it should be demonstrated in gratitude by those who have been redeemed by his blood. And I'm referring to Titus chapter 2, verses 11 to 14, one of the pastoral epistles. That's Titus chapter 2, verses 11 to 14, and we'll conclude with this passage. For the grace of Yahweh has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny unrighteousness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearance of the glory of our great Elohim and Savior, Yahshua Messiah, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed, and to purify for himself, to redeem us from every lawless deed, for what? So that we can continue in every lawless deed? You see the fallacy in that whole thinking of saved by grace and no works and all that business and the law is done away with? It says here that Yahshua gave himself to redeem us from every lawless deed. Not so that we can continue to promote every lawless deed. But that's another sermon. And to purify him for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds. Zealous for what? For good deeds. These things speak and exhort and reprove with all authority. Let no one disregard you. And I say the same thing to you, brethren. Let no one disregard you. Speak and exhort these things. And let's live in a way that is righteous, in a way that accepts the grace of our Savior who died for us so that he could redeem. He gave himself for us because of that full commitment that he had to Yahweh and to Yahweh's plan of salvation. And by extension to us, his brethren. That commitment that he had. Let's emulate that commitment. And let's not put it to shame. So I have to ask you this one last time to conclude the sermon. What does commitment mean to you? What does commitment mean to you? Only you can answer that question. And I hope that we all answer it in a way that shows Yahweh that we mean business. And that we are serious about our faith. That we are serious about our commitment to him. As well as the commitment to our brethren. And also to our fellow man. So may Yahweh bless you as we consider these things. And as we enjoy the remainder of the Sabbath. And I'd like to ask Brother Joel if he'll come forward, please, to close with a word of prayer.
Let's all rise. Mighty Heavenly Father Yahweh, thank you for the message that was spoken today. Pray you might apply these things to our lives and appreciate the commitment that you've put towards us and your covenant that you've given to us, and that we might apply the covenant and the law to our lives, Mighty Yahweh. Thank you for your son, Yahshua Messiah, and thank you for the sacrifice that he made for us, for without him, we would not have a case for life or hope. Thank you for all the things you've given us, and we ask this prayer in Yahshua's son's name. Hallelujah. Amen.